Hello and welcome to MHEC 101. I'm your host, Rhonda Wardlaw, and today we continue to talk about the numerous financial aid programs that are benefiting both post-secondary students and institutions across Maryland. A program that I've always been impressed with is the NSP2 program, which focuses on education of nurses and concentrates on the nursing educational system, including schools with nursing programs, among other things. So joining me today is Kimberly Ford. She is a grant specialist for the Nurse Support Program, too. Kim, thanks so much for joining us today. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Rhonda.
You know, this program is really about increasing nurse faculty and nurse education programs, not necessarily the traditional apply for a scholarship, I get the money, I use it to attend college and get a nursing degree. Can you explain the Nurse Support Program, too, itself, and really why these grants are just in such high demand right now?
Sure. Well, without quality nurse faculty, we wouldn't have quality nurses. So we certainly need both. About 15 years ago, 79% of the RN programs at the schools of nursing in Maryland reported that they had either met or exceeded their enrollment capacity. And what that means is the seats or the spots in the nursing program were already filled. And those spots are already so competitive to get. We have the highest level of GPA. They have taken science classes. They have done all of the things leading up to getting in to applying to nursing school. And it's very difficult. And I applaud everyone that is successful in getting a spot in the one of the nursing schools. So to offer fewer spots for these students, these high achieving students, due to a nursing faculty shortage, only worsened the nursing shortage overall. And it's almost a shame, because I felt as if we were turning away high quality students that should have had a spot because of their caliber of their studying. And so one of the things NSP2 does is not to provide scholarships or specific individual student for the support for these individual students, is we provide grants to the schools of nursing to increase the number and diversity of the nursing graduates for all the and also for all the current nurses who are interested in grad school to become nurse faculty. And what's important to go to grad school to become a nurse faculty is you have to have a higher degree of whoever you are teaching. As a nurse faculty, if you are going to teach associate level classes, you need to have your bachelor's. If you want to teach bachelor's classes, you have to have your master's, and so on. So one of the things we do is to provide funding for these students, or for these nurses that are already seasoned. They have been nurses for a while, and we want that expertise. We want those nurses to help us with the nurse faculty shortage and to fill those positions so that we can in turn create more nurses in the state.
You know, it really is a win-win. It's just so incredibly fascinating to hear about this. Now, in a brief conversation we had just a few minutes ago, you did say that it's important about making sure that people understand that it's not just one big program. There's really two very significant components that make up this program.
Sure. There are two components, and there are so many programs, but the main gist of the two parts we work on are competitive grants, which we give to schools of nursing, anyone that provides nursing education in the state. And they work on innovative opportunities to help students either achieve their degree more easily, in less amount of time, and to save money. And so when the schools come up with these innovative ideas, we may provide them with a grant to come up with, figure out how to share the grant with other schools of nursing so that they're not recreating the wheel. In fact, it is a requirement that they all share their work once they're done with a grant, and then it's looked at as a best practice so that other schools of nursing can benefit from the work that the original grantee did. So that's a competitive grant, and that's done annually, and we have many grants, dozens of grants that may be 1 year long, it may be 5 years, it may be any of the amount in between, and they all have different tasks. They all have different outcomes that they're trying to achieve. We check in with them on an annual basis, and they give us an update of the progress they've made on their grants. So that's the first thing we work on, is work on proven statewide programs, and they also develop partnerships. So they may have hospitals involved, they might have other schools involved, and they all work together. The second thing, the second component of NSP2 are the statewide initiatives, and those fund individual graduate level students. And those are the people that we want to continue to further their education in nursing so that they can then come back once they're done doing that and help with the nurse faculty positions that are open. And like I said, they have to have a higher degree level than the nurses that they're teaching. And these are typically seasoned nurses that will come back and share their expertise with the new nurses coming up the ranks.
Could you give me an example, perhaps, of a statewide initiative?
Sure. We have a new nursing faculty fellowship, and I think this helps recruit and retain new nursing faculty that's in Maryland. We want them to stay in Maryland. We don't want to lose them to another state since we have close proximity to other states.
Yes.
We also have the Nurse Faculty Annual Recognition, which is a new award which recognizes that faculty member on campus. There's one limit of one can apply each year. It's the nurse faculty that goes above and beyond their typical duties, whether it be with engaging their students or coming up with new programs. And they're recognized for their excellence as being a nurse faculty. We also have certified nurse educator workshops. We help nurse faculty that are already working, but when they get the credential of the certified nurse educator, which is created by the National League for Nursing, it's another way for them to present themselves that they are not only a nurse, not only are they licensed to be a nurse, but they are also recognized and certified to be a nurse educator, which shows that they have the expertise on teaching others to be nurses. And once they pass the test, they take the CNE test. Once they pass that test, there's another award that they can apply for, the Academic Nurse Educator Certification Award. And it once you earn that credential, and it was actually recently changed so that we didn't leave out nurses that may have attained this credential several years ago. They, if they renew their CNE, then they are also able to apply for this NSP2 award.
Wow. So would it be a fair statement to say that this is actually a model that's been created here in Maryland for others to follow nationally?
I would say yes. Maryland is the only state with such a program, and we hear very often that the schools and the faculty are grateful for the support, because I think they realize that this doesn't happen in other states. And we've met many people over the years from other states that say they wish that they had this in their state.
And, you know, everybody seems to be working a little bit harder than normal just because of this COVID-19 pandemic. Is there at all any additional need for nursing faculty due to the pandemic? We know there's need for additional nurses, but what about faculty right now?
Well, I would say the need has stayed the same. We try to not produce so much that we saturate. We don't want them to become a nurse faculty and then there be a lack of jobs, potential jobs. So we try to align the amount of nurse faculty that we develop to be equal to what the need is in the state of Maryland. But I believe that the faculty and the schools of nursing have pivoted to meet the students' needs by providing virtual learning during COVID.
Yeah, and it definitely is changing the way education in post-secondary institutions is being handled. You know, in-person, remote learning, hybrid versions, it really has just completely turned upside down from what we knew, you know, just even a year ago. But Kim, thank you so much. I'd like to tell everyone, if they'd like more information, to go to nursesupport.org. That's nursesupport.org. You can get more information there on NSP2. And boy, I'm telling you, there's so much information. I really think we're going to have to do a two-parter here, Kim. I know there's even more that you'd like to share with us.
Well, I'd love to.
Well, listen, that just gave me the check. We're going to do it then. So that is going to be wrapping it up for this edition of MHAC 101. We are so glad that all of you have joined us today. And we're going to ask that you come back to us by just basically going to mhec.maryland.gov. And you can get more information on the numerous grants and scholarship programs that are offered by the Maryland Higher Education Commission. In the meantime, thanks again, Kim. And for
thanks,
the rest
Rhonda.
Of you, thanks for listening. We all hope that you have a great day.